The following program is being shortwaved overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service.
C-O-L-G-A-T-E, Colgate presents Bill Stern.
With a Colgate Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave that's smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate brushless fan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern bringing you the 283rd edition of the Colgate Sports Newsreel. We're just back from a transcontinental tour of the Army camps. And our guest tonight is the famous Hollywood movie star, Miss Lena Horne. But first, real one. Profile of a Memory. Our mind wanders back 14 years. 14 years ago tomorrow night, to March the 31st, 1931, when a burning airship tumbled from the skies into a deserted pasture in Kansas. And soon, telegraph wires carried the tragic news that one of the passengers killed was the great Newt Rockne. 14 years is a long time to remember things in the world of sport. So let me remind you, whose memory runs short, that Newt Rockne was the heart and soul of Notre Dame's victory song.
Cheer for old Notre Dame. Wake up the echoes cheering her name.
When Rockne was the coach of Notre Dame, he molded gridiron teams so mighty they grew into a myth. Who will ever forget his masterpiece, the invincible team of the famous Four Horsemen? It was a team that roamed all over the country, cold, heat, snow, or sleet. It didn't matter. For the boys were playing Rockne football, and Rockne football was winning football. Notre Dame sang that victory song, but Rockne made it come true. And this is the story of the spirit of Notre Dame. In 1928, Notre Dame had its poorest season. Ugly whispers were going the rounds that the great Newt Rockne was through. He was all washed up. And so, in 1929, with his reputation at stake, Rockne started a comeback. All season, he was a sick man. But when his team came to Pittsburgh late in that season to play the mighty, undefeated Carnegie Tech team, Notre Dame, too, had not yet lost a single game. Sick and worn as he was, Rockne came to Pittsburgh in a wheelchair. And minutes before that game, he ordered that he be wheeled into the Notre Dame dressing room in that wheelchair. Angrily, the doctor said to him, "Mr. Rockne, I'm not a pessimist, but intense excitement might break that blood clot in your right leg. And if it does, if that clot goes to your heart, it'll kill you. It's an even chance that you'll never leave that dressing room alive." But Rockne brushed his doctor's advice aside. The players sat before him on benches as they wheeled Rockne in. Suddenly, Newt Rockne began to speak. "Boys, you know what this game means to me. Last year, Carnegie Tech beat us." Rockne's face was distorted with pain and emotion. His eyes swept the players as he shouted, "This year, go out there and crack them down. I tell you, a team that won't be licked can't be licked." The players leaped to their feet. They rushed for the door, and Newt Rockne, body limp, eyes closed, fell back on the table, cold sweat on his face. It was Rockne's last wish, for Notre Dame never lost another football game as long as Newt Rockne lived. They say that brave generals die in bed, but old Newt Rockne died a braver death, and out at Notre Dame they can still hear him shout, "Come on, boys!" And across white chalk lines come galloping the ghosts of football immortals.